Hey, welcome to Real Talk for Real People with Coach Rodney Young. This episode is sponsored by the Virtuous Lens Photography. Now, are you ready? Are you really ready for Real Talk? Well, here's your host, Coach Young.
What is up, everybody? This is your friendly neighborhood coach coming at you. Real Talk for Real People is live and on the air. How can you catch Coach Young? Listen, I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all should already know by now, but let's run through it again. My Facebook is CoachYoung34. My Instagram is CoachYoung.34. My Twitter handle is RodneyYoungSR.34. My website is RodneyYoungORG.wordpress.com. My YouTube is Coach Young, and you can call and leave a message. That's 623-226-5635. Oh my goodness, I got a good one for you guys today, man. This is going to be something that's just going to touch your spirit and bless your soul. But before I do that, I want to take this time and dedicate this Real Talk for Real People podcast, this episode, to a brother by the name of Victor Hartsfield. Brother Victor is a brother that attended the Carpenter's House of Worship, where I currently am an associate pastor there. Let me tell y'all something about this man. He's gone to see the Lord, and he struggled with many different, you know, health issues, but not one time did that man complain. And every single time, there are times that God will put people in your life just to continue to encourage you, even through the midst of their struggles. And every time that I encountered Victor, he shook my hand and he always spoke life into me. And then he knows, because I've told him that I love him when he was on this earth. And he knows now, being at the right hand of the Father, that I will continue to love him. And I send my prayers and my condolences to his wife, Mary, and the rest of the Hartsfield family. But this episode of Real Talk for Real People will be dedicated to Brother Victor Hartsfield. Love you, brother. Thank you for your service, serving the Lord. And I appreciate you, and I will always appreciate you. Thank you for speaking life into me, and I thank God for putting you in my life, brother. And so rest in peace, rest in heaven, and continue to minister even at the right hand of the Father. So I just wanted to do that real quick, because it's very rare that God will put someone in your life that will speak into your life, and you must cherish those people who God has put in your life and that has spoken into your life. Don't wait till they pass away to acknowledge them. Acknowledge them now. Once again, Brother Victor, thank you so much for what you said to me privately that no one has ever known. And I thank you. So, guys, let's get to this. Today, we're going to talk about, I throw the title out here, it's called Flipping the Switch from Disaster to Destiny. And what do I mean by flipping the switch? What I mean is, there's so many times that we have obstacles in our lives that causes us to look another direction and be derailed from what our destiny and what our calling is. And so I want to talk about this today. And I need to get out of these ums, but I want to talk about this today. And it starts with, what is an obstacle in your life? What are obstacles in your life? Now, we know that an obstacle is something that is put in front of you or something that prevents you from moving forward. It could be, you know, a solid structure. It can be a situation. It can be a circumstance that causes you to where you can't move forward. And so we have to learn how to deal with obstacles in our lives, and not only deal with them, but succeed after we have gotten through them. Now, you know, I've coached sports for 25 years, and so I've had different philosophies on dealing with obstacles. And for me, you could either handle these things a couple of different ways. You could either run away from the obstacle, not to attack it. You can attack the obstacle, which is you can either go through it, go over it, go around it, but either way, you're going to attack it. And so I think of life in that form or fashion, is how are you going to attack the obstacles? But first, let's identify some obstacles that are in your life. And we're going to talk about this for a little bit. I'm really, really excited about this, guys. You have no idea how I'm excited about this topic today. So I got eight different things, and we're going to talk about, you know, a couple of them. I'm going to go from one to eight. So the number one obstacle is believing in yourself. Okay, I'm going to run these down and then we're going to talk about them. Number two is personal tragedies. Number three is your pride and status. Number four is trying to live up to other expectations. Others' expectations. Blah, my tongue. Man, forgive me, Lord. Number five is being indecisive. Okay, being indecisive. Number six is limited finances. Number seven is overthinking. And I got a story about that. I have a young man that I am coaching at this point in time that personifies overthinking. And number eight is facing the unknown. So let's start from the beginning. Believing in yourself. When you're out to do something that's going to benefit you, or whether it's a business venture, whether it's a job opportunity, or whatever opportunity it may be, the number one obstacle that prevents us from getting to where we need to get to is believing in ourselves. And you get to a point where you've been beat down so much, team, that you don't think that you can be successful with whatever venture that you're in. And I'm telling you right now that that's a lie straight from the pit of hell. You have to be even motivated, even more motivated to accomplish whatever goal that is set before you. And a lot of times we get caught up with the circumstance, or maybe I'm not qualified. I don't have enough knowledge for this particular, you know, situation or this particular opportunity. And what I'm saying to you, team, today is God makes opportunities for you because he knows that you can handle it. He understands that maybe you don't have the whole gift of knowledge of something that you're getting ready to embark in. But we have to understand that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And so because of that, he will put us in a situation and he will guide us through that situation to victory. And we have to be able to know that because of him, because we walk with him, Elohim, because we walk with him, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, because we walk with him, then he's going to provide the necessary knowledge and understanding of what it is that we're going into. Real talk. So because of that, I have a scripture for you, and it's 1 Peter 5:7. And it says, cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. So if you right now have an issue with yourself, you must now give that unto God. And you have to go with a zest and a fervor that like no other to attack whatever it is that God has put in front of you, the opportunity that God has put in front of you. Okay, don't doubt yourself, because when you doubt yourself, then you might be blocking a blessing that may be coming to you. Also, if you don't step into that realm of whatever it is that God has put in front of you, you might be blocking someone else's blessing. Real talk. And I'm not about a blessing blocker. Okay, You know, I want people to advance in the kingdom. I want people to advance in life. So because you have an obstacle that's in front of you, and that obstacle is yourself, I've said this before, team. The only person that can stop you from being successful is you. The only person that can stop you from achieving your goals is the person that you look at in the mirror. Okay? Number two, personal tragedies. You know, as I talk about my brother Victor, and I'm constantly and going to be in constant prayer for his wife, a lot of times personal tragedies will prevent us and throw an obstacle in front of us. And I'm not saying never don't forget or dismiss whatever has happened in your life. But after a certain point, you have to begin to move forward. There has to begin a healing process that takes place. You have to be able to now be able to move on your own. And know that whatever situation or tragedy that has taken place in your life, you can learn from it, you can grow from it, and you can proceed on with your life from it. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, guys. I'm not going to sit up here and say it's going to be easy. I lost my mother some years ago, and it still hurts. It still hurts me at various times when I just need to hear her kind voice. When I just need to hear that advice from her. But because I knew how she lived her life, and I knew she lived her life encouraging people, encouraging other people, the one thing that I know that she would tell me if she was in front of me right now is, don't dwell on me being gone. Take what I've given you and move on and help others. And so that's what gives me peace, is one, knowing that she's at the right hand of the Father, knowing that, you know, that there is no more pain. And I'm not into the cliches. You know, I do understand that sometimes in tragedy, people want to come with the various different scriptures, various different sayings. But listen, we know that they're in a better place. We know that there is no more pain. But there's pain for us because we know that they're not here on earth. So a lot of times, instead of just saying the cliche-ish thing, I'd rather just say, I'm here for you for whatever you need. And just move on. Okay? So, I want to give y'all this scripture. It's Psalm 121. And it's verse 1 and 2. And it says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Okay? So, or, and you can also go to James 1 and 12. I'll let you read that one on your own. But I do have another one. It's James 1, 2 and 4. It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So just understand, personal tragedies are going to happen. But we must be able to persevere over those tragedies. We know that there are trials and tribulations that are going to take place in our lives. And we have to be able to press and push, you know, to get to the mark that God has for us. All right. Number three, your pride and status. And what I mean by that is, an obstacle can, you know, can be your pride, because you're so prideful that you won't advance, because you see something in front of you and you feel like, I don't want to say beneath it, but in a way you are. I don't need that. You come on now, I'm better than that, you know. And the Bible says that pride comes before the fall. That's real talk. You know, pride becomes before the fall. Status, oh, well, I'm too good for that, you know, and nobody cares about your status. I've talked to people with PhDs, doctorates, you know, I've talked to people who are apparently supposed to be higher up, And there are some that just miss it. Okay? They miss it because they see the letters by their name. I don't care that you got a PhD from MIT or you got a BAD from KFC. That doesn't matter to me. Okay? What matters to me is what's inside your heart. What matters to me is if you want to help people. What matters to me is you want to help people advance. I could care less about what your education is, because I've seen people that's so educated that is no earthly good whatsoever. None whatsoever. Okay? So your status means nothing. God has put you in that position to help. And he may send you somewhere else to help. Don't ever think that there is a task that is beneath you. Don't ever think that there's a task that you're not, that you feel like you're overqualified for. Remember, pride comes before the fall. Okay? Number four, trying to live up to others' expectations. This is a big one, guys. Sometimes we create an obstacle in our life, or sometimes others create obstacles in our lives because they have an expectation for you. And I've lived through that. Your expectation for me is no greater than my expectation for myself. Okay? And so I'm going to live up to the expectations that I have for myself. Because if I spent time worried about your expectations for me, then the momentum of my life is going to stop, because I'm so focused on what you think, I'm so focused on what you're going to say, that what I have been given means absolutely nothing. Now, having said that, sometimes we lower our expectations because we're afraid of failure. So we'll say, okay, I can't do that because I know I'm going to fail at that. Your greatest successes in your life, team, is going to be because you failed. That's real talk. Okay? But you got to have at least some expectations for yourself. If you have others setting expectations for you, then failure is going to come. And it's going to be hard for you to recover because you can't learn from that because someone else is giving you that expectation. You can't live your life around what other people think. You have to go the way that you have been shown to go. Okay? I hope somebody is getting this today. You have to go the way that you've been shown to go. Okay? Now, I'm not saying, now as a parent, when they come to their kids, you always have expectations for your children. Okay? But don't push your expectations on them so hard that if they fall short, then they feel like that they're a failure altogether. Okay? Me and my wife have an expectation of greatness for our children. And we share our expectations. But before we share our expectations to them, I want them to share their expectations of themselves to me. Okay? What is it that they want to accomplish in their lives? Okay? And once they've set their expectations, okay, whether it coincides with mine or not, I'm going to help them achieve whatever goal it is. And once they have achieved that goal, then we're going to sit back down and we're going to create new expectations. Okay? But I've always told my children, you do and go the way that God guides you. You set goals and expectations for yourself and meet those goals and expectations. There's a reason that the Virtuous Lens Photography is functioning the way that it is, because my daughter had an expectation of what she wanted to accomplish and she set out to do it. There's a reason that Roman Grace Apparel is going to be one of the larger clothing apparel companies across the country, and I'm speaking that into existence, because they have an expectation, my wife and my daughter, of what they're going to do. There is a reason that Grind Time Fitness Consultants will go to the next level, because my son will take it there. There's a reason that Trey Bomb Training will go to the next level, because there's an expectation that my son Joshua has for Trey Bomb Training. Understand, listen to what I'm saying. Their expectations are going to take whatever businesses that we have as a conglomerate to the next level. Whatever it is that you decide to do, you must set the goal, you must set the expectation of what it is you want to accomplish, and then go get it. Real talk. Number five, being indecisive. That's another one. Being indecisive, not knowing what you're going to do. It's almost like I use this metaphor. It's almost like when you look backwards. Somebody trying to turn around and look backwards. If you notice, if you're walking and you try to turn around and look backwards, your momentum is going to stop. Well, that's what it is to be indecisive. Indecisiveness causes your momentum to stop. Okay? It will cause you to slow down. It will cause you to look at things in a standstill. It will put you in a stagnant situation because you're not moving, because you haven't decided what you're going to do. And we're going to talk about, because y'all know I have my help that's coming and talk to you about, you know, getting through these things and being indecisive. You have to decide what it is that you want to do. And once you've decided what it is that you want to do, then you have to make a plan to do it. And here's the great part, team. You got to stick to that plan. You have to stick to that plan. Okay? You have a plan in place, and then all of a sudden you want to go somewhere else, or you want to do somewhere else. You know, you have a bipolar mindset or a schizophrenic mindset. I'm not speaking that into you. I'm just using it as an example. You bounce from here to there and from there to here. And then you try to come back to there. And no, you have to decide what it is that you want to accomplish in life. Set that goal and go get it. And then once you have achieved that, then you go ahead and sit back down and set the second goal and then go achieve that. You can't put five or six goals together and think that you're going to get them all at once. That's an insane way of thinking. And everyone knows that insanity means to do the same thing over and over and over, but anticipate or expect a different result. Real talk. The scripture I have for you, you can look this up when you get a chance, is Psalm 56:3. Okay? Number six, limited finances. Man, this is a struggle for most of us. You know, there are times when we have goals and aspirations and things that we want to do, and we just look and we just don't have the dinero. We just don't have the moolah. We just don't have the currency. We just don't have the money. But should that stop us from getting to where we need to get to? No, because there are ways of still achieving your goals under limited or no finances. You just have to be creative. You know, a lot of times God will give you the finances when he sees that you have the vision that he's given you to go further. Okay? So we sometimes allow earthly situations to dictate what we do spiritually. And we can't do that. So, and trust me, you guys, Coach Young is taking this in too, because there are a lot of things that I want to do that I look and I say, I don't have the finances to do it. Okay. But should that prevent me or deter me from getting to where I need to go? Because eventually God will provide. The finances will come. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." Y'all know I'm going to get that to you. That's real talk right there. Okay? So you have to understand that the physical finances will come, but it should not dictate your vision being cast. It should not deter you from getting to where you need to go. I heard a motivational speaker say once, he said, "We are money chasers and we shouldn't be chasing money. If we do what we need to do, if we put our vision and our goals out front, the money's going to find us." That's just real talk. The money will find you. Okay. But you also have to understand is that don't get so caught up in the financial side of it that you forget what your goal is, or you forget how to get to your destiny. Okay. Luke 16 and 13 says, "No servant can serve two masters, for either they will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." Okay? You serve God, the finances will come. Okay? You serve God, the finances will come. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the provider. Okay? But the vision that he has casted for you should not be predicated on money. Sounds funny. And I know you'll say, "Well, coach, for me to get this business off the ground, I need money." No, you need a plan. The money will come once you have the plan. See, sometimes, as the old saying goes, we put the cart before the horse. Okay? You have to have a plan first. A failure to plan is a plan that's going to fail. You got a plan. And when you plan, then you look and say, "Okay, I need this and I need this." And then you go to God and God will provide. But he will provide it in his time. Okay? Number 7, overthinking. Ooh, my goodness. Sometimes we are overly analytical with something that is so plain. Okay, I have a term, and of course we all have used this before, different terminologies with the last S, but I say keep it simple, saints, kiss it. Make everything very simple. Don't look at everything as a quadratic equation, okay? Some folks are so overly analytical that they miss the point. They miss it, okay? I have a young man who listens to the podcast. Shout out to Kimonte. He call him Kimo. He actually plays football at the school. And what I've noticed with him is that no matter what I say to him, he is always in a mode of thinking. The problem is when he's on the field, he's still thinking. And his thought process is so vast because he's highly intelligent. But his feet slow down because he's thinking so much. We have a tendency to overthink things instead of just kissing it, keeping it simple, saints. Write the vision and make it plain. Write it upon tablets. Write it down and then follow it. Okay? We go sometimes and it, like I said, it's almost like you're standing in front of a professor of physics. And you take a very simple thing like opening a jar and it takes you 15 minutes to figure it out. Just open it. Okay, I know that's a bad example, but you get what I'm saying, fam. You have to keep everything simple in front of you. You have a vision, you have a goal, you're implementing it, you're taking it step by step. God has provided the finances and you are executing what it is that is in front of you. Okay. Number 8, facing the unknown. Okay. A lot of times we're so afraid. We have that fear factor that we won't even try at all. Fear means false evidence appearing real. That's fear. Fear will paralyze you. Literally, fear will make it where you won't do anything. But how many know that that's a lie from the pit of hell? That's what the enemy, the adversary, the devil, your opponent wants you to do. He wants you to freeze. Stop your feet. Stop thinking. Step back. Oh, this ain't for you. I need to do something else. No. In life, you got to take chances. Sometimes you win, sometimes you don't succeed. But like I said earlier, your greatest successes will be due to your failures. I'd rather you try and fail than not try at all. You know how many guys I've seen in the weight room as I've been coaching that they'll see a weight and they won't even try it because they've already conditioned themselves to fail? No, that's not how you be successful in life. Sometimes you just gotta go do it, fail at it, and then learn from it. But a lot of times we see an obstacle and instead of us attacking it, we run away from it. Real talk. So what are you gonna do today? Okay, are you gonna attack it? Are you gonna plan for it? Are you gonna run away from it? Because obstacles won't go away, fam. Obstacles are gonna keep coming at you. The question is, how do you deal with obstacles? The most successful people, I'm just talking about the way the world deems success, is because they never let obstacles deter them from where they needed to be. They never let failure determine what their final outcome is going to be. Okay? Eleanor Roosevelt said, "With a new day comes new strengths and new thoughts." Johann Wolfgang said, "Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do." Okay? Man, this is good stuff. But now, let's get into ways of walking in victory, ways of dealing with our obstacles, ways of winning this fight with the obstacle. Okay, you ready? So, number one, one goal at a time. Some of us are so ambitious, and that is outstanding that you're ambitious. But sometimes you being ambitious causes you where you overextend yourself. So you have to stop overextending. Take one goal, one at a time, reach that goal, and then set your next goal. Okay? When my sons and my daughter are, you know, my daughter did athletics, and my sons now, one is playing basketball, one is playing football. They set a goal sheet every year of what they want to accomplish. And when they've accomplished that goal, they go back, they cross that goal out, they mark it off, and then they write another one. One goal at a time. The next one, find inspiration. There's got to be someone that can help you get to where you need to be. Hey, you're already here because you're listening to the Real Talk for Real People podcast. Find inspiration. Find someone that's going to help you become the best you possible to get to where you need to get to. Okay? Find that inspiration. Okay? Next, get excited about your goal. Get excited about what it is that you want to do. Get excited because energy and enthusiasm is infectious. Energy and enthusiasm is infectious. CPEE is an acronym I use. It is constant persistence. It is energy and enthusiasm. Constantly be persistent in what your goals are. Have energy and enthusiasm, because when you have energy and enthusiasm about something that you want to do, it is contagious. People are going to want to be around you because they see that you're enjoying what you're doing. Next, build an anticipation. Make folks want to see what you're going to do. That's why I love Real Talk for Real People. I love this podcast because what it is people are anticipatory about what I'm going to say next. People want to hear what I have to say. People want to hear that word of encouragement. So there's an anticipation about what I'm going to say. Now, you're going to have haters. There's haters out there that anticipate me falling on my face. There's people who are anticipating me fail at what I do, me fail at doing this right now. But listen, I'm not worried about that because I'm going to continue to be who I am. So I stress to you, Have an anticipation. Make people want to know what it is that you're doing. If you're selling a product, you need to believe in the product before you sell it. If you don't believe in it, then no one's going to buy it. I say this because I've worked in the school districts for years. If a teacher is teaching and there's no passion behind what they're teaching, then no one is going to follow it. That's real talk. You want to educate our youth? Make them excited about education. Okay? I ain't going to get on my soapbox on that. So next one. Post your goals. Or your goal. Post your goal. Okay? Let folks see it. Okay? You, not even let folks see it. I'm sorry. Let me restate that. Post the goal so you can see it. So when you wake up every day, you see that that's a goal that you need to achieve. Okay? Most of us are visionary people. We go by vision. And so what we see, we want to attain because we see it every day. So just write it. Whatever goal it is. If you want to be a good musician, you want to learn how to play the guitar, write that down. And then every moment that you wake up, when you wake up and you see it, okay, I want to play the guitar, you're going to see that that's a goal. And every time you sit down and play the guitar, you're going to become better and better and better. And then at some point, in some juncture, you're going to be really good at it where you can mark that off and mark on another goal. Okay? Next one, track your goal. That's why we write it. Track it. Okay? Track where you are. Okay? I'm in the process of I want to lose a certain amount of weight before the year is over. And I track it. Okay? I want to make sure that I attain that goal, not because I want to look the best, but because I want to be healthy. Okay? So that's a goal that I have, and that's something that I have to continue to track. Even on my cheat days, I have to track my goal. Okay? Get support. The Bible says, well, there are a multitude of counselors, there's safety. Okay? Get support. You know, when you find that inspiration, that person or that thing that you find, okay, if it's a person, then they should be able to support you. And see, supporters, you know, are people who are going to continue to push you regardless. When you fall in that ditch, if an obstacle comes, they're going to be there to pick you up and help you, you know, get over that obstacle. We're not running away from obstacles anymore, team. We're not going to run away from them. We're going to embrace it, and we're going to defeat it. We're going to beat it. If it's an illness that you have, you're going to beat it. If it's a lack of finances, you're going to beat it because you're going to give it unto God. If it's, you know, your spouse is not acting right, you're going to fight through that obstacle and make it work in Jesus' name. Whatever obstacle that is in front of you, you have to look at it. You want to keep it simple, saint, and you want to figure out how are you going to destroy it and defeat it in Jesus' name. You're not going to allow the enemy, the adversary, the devil, your opponent, get over on you. That's just real talk. You may get knocked down, but if you got the right support system, you won't get knocked out. Next one, be prepared for the ups and downs. Whenever you have a goal or ever you're trying to beat an obstacle, you're going to have ups and downs. You know, as they say, you're going to have ebb and flows. Okay? So you want to be prepared for, you know, an obstacle to come in front of you. That's why we're talking about this. That's where you lean on your support system. That's where you lean on your inspiration and say, hey, this is getting a little bit tough. Can I get some helpful advice? Can I get some help? Sometimes you just want to go to them and you say something to them and all they can do is pray for you. Don't necessarily have to give you anything, okay? Because sometimes the downs, the ups and downs will prepare you for the propelling that you're getting ready to go to. You're going to always have ups and downs, team. You're going to always have trials and tribulations, okay? But it's like that saying goes, that does not kill you will make you stronger, okay? We've heard that a million and one times. But it's a true statement. Okay? Next one, stick with it. That's where we talk about being indecisive. Don't be indecisive. When you have a goal or you have something that you want to achieve and obtain, stick with it. Stick with it until you meet it. Okay? Don't put it on the back burner. Okay? We talked about, you know, getting to your destiny. We talked about not putting your goals on the back burner for someone else's. I'm not going to rehash that. If you want to hear that, go to some of my other previous Real Talks. Okay? But stick with what it is that you want to achieve. Okay? And team, I want you to listen closely. You listening? You are going to have haters. Haters are going to come. People are just going to hate that you're trying to be successful, and they look at themselves and they know that they're not where they need to be. So it's like I said in a previous Real Talk, misery loves company. If a person around you is miserable, they cannot be miserable alone. They want to have you with them. Okay? So they'll tell you, I don't know why you're doing that. That ain't going to work. That's not going to work. You're not going to achieve that. You know what you tell them to do? You can look at them, say, look, I love you, but shut up. I'm not trying to hear that right now. Real talk. Stick with your plan. Stick with your goal. Okay? Next, start small, but think big. Okay? Start small, but think big. Okay? Start with that small goal, but think of the bigger picture. Sometimes we try to get the bigger picture and miss the small things. No, start small and think big. Here, Coach Young is doing Real Talk for Real People, this podcast. And it's starting small on Anchor. And I thank Anchor for giving me the opportunity to be able to do this. Now I'm on Spotify. Now I'm on Google Podcasts, you know. Now I'm on iTunes. I want to be on iHeartRadio. I want this thing to go national, but I have to start somewhere. And right here is where it's starting. Real talk. Next, build on small victories. Okay? I'm so happy that I'm able to do this. Okay, some folks, you know, may see it's not big, you know, I'm looking for 100 or more followers. I'm not there yet. But you know what? I thank the people who are following me now. I thank the people who are continuing to listen to me now, because that means I'm making a difference. Okay, those others are going to come. Sometimes people just got to see you be successful before they come and they want to jump on the wagon. Okay. But it's the real ones that's with you from day one. Okay? So, build on the small victories. Have a short-term memory on the losses. Okay? I tell every team that I've ever coached, you know, you have a 24-hour rule. Enjoy it for 24 hours on the victory, but you got 24 hours on the losses to figure it out, to analyze it, and then get rid of it. Move on. Okay? Next, call on help when it gets tough. I said once, I say it again, when there are a multitude of counselors, there's safety. Call on people who you trust, who are going to feed you in terms of not letting you put your chin in your chest, is going to promote you, is going to help you become who you need to be, is going to make you focus on the victories and not the defeats. You need those people in your life, and you know who those people are. Finally, focus on the good. So many times we have difficult things that happen in our life. Like I said, the obstacle will come. And we spend so much time focusing on the negative and not focusing on the positive. You know, some folks will say, well, coach, there is nothing positive. That's a lie from the pit of hell. There's always something positive that you can take out of a negative situation. You just have to be patient enough, persistent enough to see what it is. I had a Bible study with my children and my wife one day, and we were just talking about, you know, and what in the midst of a struggle, we're worried about the struggle, but we don't see what the message is. There's a message inside of every struggle that you go through. But because we're struggling, we don't focus or pay attention to what it is that God is trying to show us. We get so caught up in the circumstance or situation that we forget that there's got to be a message in the moment. What is your message in that moment? Okay. Coach Young, I lost my job. What was the message in the moment? You lost your job, but that means as long as you walk with God, that when he takes something away from you, he's going to make provision for you to walk into something else. Real talk. Real talk. Okay? So those are some things that will help you overcome your obstacles. Okay? Stay focused on what it is that you need to accomplish. Don't allow circumstances to make you depressed or distract you or deter you. Okay? Get a support system that's around you. Okay? Keep pushing. Keep persevering. Keep progressing. Okay? If you don't understand anything that I said to you today, understand this. Your victory is in your hands, and it's waiting for you to just open up. Man, time flies when you're having fun. My time is up, guys. But I thank you for joining me for Real Talk for Real People. And I pray that the information that you receive today be on soft soil. And I pray that your week be successful and prosperous in Jesus' name. Join me next week for another intriguing episode of Real Talk for Real People. And until then, remember, whenever you talk to someone, make sure to keep it real. I'll see you next week.